Now we wait at Radio Rewind. Now we wait at Radio Rewind. Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
You're listening to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Oh, it's hot.
So hot.
Well, it's probably not hot outside. Sorry, this is the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University.
That's us!
Where we broadcast from the unceded ancestral territory of the Hulkmulam and Squamish-speaking peoples. I'm Jesse.
I'm Jamie.
And we are back to bring you another mix of brand new music from independent artists working out of the Vancouver area. That's the not so catchy way to say it. It's the Vancouver Mixtape.
As we've done for 13 years.
Gross. that's true. This whole year is going to be unlucky because it is our 13th year. Just kidding. We don't believe in any of that. All we believe in is bringing you the best in local independent music. So we're going to do that again today like we usually do. And we're going to start with new music from Wiles from their new record, If You Can Hear Me Now, You're Not Far Enough Away. So upon listening to this, get further away from Wiles than you currently are. This is Skipping Town.
Thank you. Let's go!
You know it. You know it. We know it. Everyone knows it. It is Toxicity, of course, but that is Finn's version of the System of a Down classic. Just a fun little single that twin sisters Alana and Brianne Finn Morris recorded and released. I think we can add it to the Vancouver mixtape covers playlist along with Don't Fear the Reaper.
I think we gotta. I mean, like, it's such a hard song to do a straight-faced cover of because it is such a fundamentally goofy song.
Totally. Yeah. I think the sisters did a pretty bang-up job there. It still makes me want to listen to the original, which I think, you know, is part of any cover, you know. It was my dad's birthday on Friday. Happy birthday, Dad. And the night before, I called him on his birthday, and the night before, he had gone to a Gordon Lightfoot tribute band.
Hell yeah, let's go.
And he said, it was 7 out of 10. I was like, well, I mean, yeah. It's it's a band playing Gordon Lightfoot songs. Like, you know the music's going to be solid, right? Like, you know the songs themselves are going to be good. He's like, they kind of put their own spin on each one. They turned the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald into, like, kind of like a classic rock prog jam, which was like, okay. I'm like, yeah, it's not really, like, the original, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, I feel like with any cover, that's, you know, you want to hear the artist come, the covering artist come through, but you also want to make sure you hit those you hit those same, I'm going to say notes because I'm trying to use a musical metaphor, but that's confusing because obviously you want to hit the same notes because you're covering the song, but you can hit the same emotional notes, I guess.
Yeah, sometimes cover bands or covers of songs in particular lose the lose the grab, they lose the hook, whether that's an emotional hook or not,
mm-hmm.
and it'll just be a straight note for note replay, but there's just kind of like, there's something that gets lost in the sauce,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. I can think of countless covers like that. I think the outro of the Fionn cover is pretty good at capturing the grandiosity and dramatics
sure.
of the chorus of that song.
Mm-hmm.
But the frenetics are hard to duplicate, to say the least. But there were other songs we played in that set, Jesse.
Yeah, well, speaking of frenetic and of, you know, sort of System of a Down adjacent sounds, we had new music from April Liang, who
Yo.
Has pivoted from bedroom pop to sort of heavy emo, hard rock, let's call it.
Emo, oh, there's
pop punk emo,
hard, yeah, good dark emo, you know.
Yeah.
Give me that scene, that top shop.
Yeah. And that track was 8 Ball. So, liking that. Jamie, you were telling me while that song was playing that all previous evidence of April's dream, bedroom pop past have been scrubbed from the internet, except for our past episodes of the Vancouver Mixtape,
which you can go find on cjsf.ca.
That's right. Before April Liang's 8 Ball, you heard Skipping Town by Wiles from the record If You Can Hear Me Now, You're Not Far Enough Away. So hopefully, like I said, you got further away. Maybe you skipped town, like the name of that song would imply. Jamie, we are moving into another bit of a themed set, I suppose. We are first going to play a track by a band called Cryptids. You know what a cryptid is, right? Like a mythological animal like a Bigfoot or an Ogopogo or an abominable snowman or, you know, those types of things. Werewolves, perhaps, but generally more focused on like the big legendary ones. So we're going to play a track by them called from the record Black Mountain, called Black Mountain, the title track. Also the name of another Vancouver band, right?
Classic Vancouver band. Classic Vancouver mixtape band.
After the Cryptids, we are going to listen to a track by something that could be a cryptid.
Ooh.
The 87-inch moth.
Whoa.
From their record Lamp, and the A has a... Is the two dots isn't an umlaut. What's the two... Is two dots
two dots is umlaut.
An umlaut, so the A's got an umlaut. And then in the description of the album, it just says the album Lamp by 87-inch moth. It says, with every... And every vowel in this sentence has... You know, like, what, not necessarily an umlaut, but some sort of, like, an O with a cross through it or an I with a weird little tail at the bottom of it. It says, we must listen to the forbidden album, brother.
Oh, I'm here for forbidden albums, and I'm here for brother.
So I'm going to play you the shortest track on the album, which is 6 minutes and 40 seconds. So we'll hear from the Cryptids, we'll hear from the 87-inch moth, and then we'll hear from the artists. So... here we go. This is Black Mountain by Cryptids on the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF.
Don't laugh here, don't wear the style. I can't do anything at all. My new punk rock identity really means a lot to me. Swinging it to authority, my parents, even though they were always pretty cool to me, they let me wear my hair anywhere that I liked. Spiked, long, a mohawk, didn't matter, they were cool with it. But I'm sticking it to the idea of parents, not just mine, but parents, all parents, caretakers, patriarchs, matriarchs, matriarchs. I don't care, it's all part of my new punk identity, because it's my life, man, and I'm gonna live it how I want. Yeah, they paid for my guitar lessons, and yeah, maybe the DSA shirt was a Christmas gift from my dad. I'm writing down all this information at the back of a cab, a yellow cab. I still take a cab instead of Ubers, or Lyfts. Who even does that kind of thing anymore? Just one of the many ways that I stick to the man. Even though I have to stand out in the cold for up to an hour, waiting for the guy to pull up to the front of the Astoria with his high beams on for some reason. The coat draped in my throat just protects me from toxic messages that people who have had their punk identities for longer send me online. You're a poser. You earned an aerial pink 3 years ago and everyone knows it.